struggling for purpose for Friday, December 11th, 2020. My name is John Wilkerson. Do you ever have mornings where you just don't want to get out of the shower? I had one of those mornings today. Yesterday and the day before, Carlos Whitaker on his Instagram stories has been encouraging people to, well, had been encouraging people to advocate for a stay of execution of Brandon Bernard. Now, here's an interesting thing. I am tangentially connected to this case. I didn't realize it at first. The youth pastors that were murdered went to the church, or a church rather, I attended when I lived in Texas, Grace Christian Center. I went there in the early 90s. I'm not sure if they were there at that time. I haven't done enough research, but when I read about the case and I read that they had gone to church there, I suddenly had a connection to this. And it struck me that you never know how you're connected to events in the world. Now, Bernard was not given a stay of execution. He was executed last night. And it got me to thinking I would really like to talk to Carlos about this for the podcast. And so I started thinking of other people that I would like to interview. Now, Carlos has been very active this year in his stories and bringing attention to racial injustice. It's gained him some friends and it's gained him some enemies. I've read two of his books this year, and I followed him for a number of years. I started following him when he was a musician. And it's interesting to have seen how his social presence has changed over the last few years. And I'd like to talk to him about that, about what that's been like and how that has all now been incorporated in his walk with Christ, and what's that struggle like, and that balance. And I just thought it would be really interesting to talk to him about it. So this morning I started thinking about other people that I'd like to interview, and this isn't a complete list by any means, but these are people that I'm hoping to interview in 2021. And I'll give a brief explanation as to why. And these are in no particular order. I don't want you to think that one takes primacy over the other. So I already mentioned Carlos. Nick Cho, your Korean dad. Now, I'm interested in interviewing him because we're the same age. And I'm interested in how this works. I knew a lot of kids who were half Korean, and so I'm interested in talking to him about that dynamic, and I want to know, where's your Korean mom? Gary Vee has been on the list for a while, and one of the things you're going to realize about this list is they're not all Christians, and so you're like, okay, so how are you going to talk about Jesus with them? Well, I'm going to talk about how they struggle with other things. What do they struggle with in life? What are the struggles that they have? What drives them? And I want 2021 to be, when I do interviews, I want it to be about hope. And so I'm going to ask everyone what gives them hope. So Gary Vee, obviously an entrepreneur, he influences a lot of people, including Christians. Tyler Merritt. If you're not familiar with him, he put out that viral video of he was in the hoodie and talking about, this is who I am. It was a really powerful video. John Hope Bryant, he's someone that I recently started following. And I'm really interested in this whole civil rights movement. He is African American. He's a capitalist. And I think he kind of bucks the system a little bit. He's more of a centrist when it comes to justice, social and racial justice. And so I kind of like that. I want to interview a few people who are going to challenge the way I think. Bridget Eileen Rivera is one of them. If you don't know, she goes by Traveling Nun on Twitter. She is a lesbian Catholic. And so I'm really interested in talking to her and hearing about the struggles that she and other LGBTQ people have in the church and with being Christian. I could be wrong about her being Catholic. I'm not 100% sure on that, but it's a conversation we can have. Danica McKellar. Danica McKellar has recently really started advocating hard on child trafficking. And if you don't know who that is, Winnie from the Wonder Years. But there's also a homeschooling angle with this, so I could kind of dual purpose the interview, could take parts of the interview out and talk about homeschooling and the math books that she's created, that she's written, which my girls have read. Zachary Levi. If you're not familiar with him, right, Chuck Shazam, he's a Christian actor, and he once responded to me on Twitter. I asked him about doing family-friendly Christian films, and basically his response was, well, when they come up with a good script, I'll think about it. And I'd like to pick his brain. You know, he's a Christian, he's in the spotlight, and he also has some views that most Christians don't take. And the last person I have on the list so far is John Acuff. I've followed him since his, what is it, Funny Things Christians Do, whatever book that is. I followed him for a while. And again, we're about the same age. And it'd be interesting to talk to him about how things have changed over the, I don't know, 7 or 8 years that I've been following him online. So this isn't a complete list. There are people that are underrepresented on this list. There's no Native Americans. I'm thinking about maybe trying to get Mark Charles on at the beginning of the year. If you don't know who he is, he was an independent candidate for president, probably the most successful at getting his message out. So I'd like to talk to him. I don't have any women of color on the list either. So if you have suggestions, please let me know. Like I said, this 2021 for me with podcasting, I think on this particular podcast is going to be a year of hope. It's going to be a year where we're in a transition. We are probably getting a new president. I think that's 99.9% sure, unless just something weird happens. And so a lot of people have hope about the future because of the change in politics. A lot of people have hope because there's a vaccine coming out for COVID. And so, why not talk to people who are making a positive change in some way in the world? Well, that's going to do it I thank you for listening. And I, as always, appreciate your support. You can go to strugglingforpurpose.com/coffee and buy me a coffee. Thanks for listening, and thanks for sticking me in your ears.